U.S. cotton producers received a major break this month when USDA announced its cotton ginning cost share program. This one-time $300 million program is intended to offset a portion of U.S. cotton producers' 2015 crop season cotton ginning costs. The National Cotton Council's Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis, Dr. Jody Campici, joins us to explain the details and to remind producers that the deadline to sign up is August 5th.
The cotton ginning cost share program provides cost share assistance payments to upland and ELS cotton producers with the share in the 2015 cotton crop. The program was established under the statutory authority of the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act and is under the administration of the USDA Farm Service Agency. The program is designed to help producers with marketing assistance by providing cost share assistance payments to cotton producers to expand and maintain the domestic marketing of cotton.
While the cotton ginning cost share program makes payments to cotton producers for anticipated cotton ginning costs,
the benefits of the program will be felt by the broader marketing chain associated with cotton and cottonseed, including gins, cooperatives, marketers, and cottonseed crushers, as well as the rural communities that depend on them.
Through the cotton ginning cost share program,
eligible producers can receive a one-time cost share payment, which is based on a producer's 2015 cotton acres reported to FSA multiplied by 40% of the average ginning cost for each production region.
FSA announced that county offices will be mailing a pre-filled form to every cotton producer who had a share of the 2015 crop indicating the certified acreage, including both planted and failed acres.
If the producer agrees with the acreage, the signed form should be returned to the county office either in person, by fax, or by email. Any disputed acreage must be settled in person at the county office. It is important to note that the forms must be received in the county offices and acreage disputes settled no later than August 5, 2016. There will be no extension of the deadline. Payments will be made periodically as sign-up takes place, with expected payments to begin in early July.